episode 111, Vault 111.
God.
It's there. It all lines up. If it, why don't we go back one day and then it'd be 1111? Yeah, it'd be amazing. The synergy that the universe aligns. And
oh, yeah. They released their games like really close to each other, too.
Yeah.
Like
they always
Skyrim
do.
Was 1111.
Yeah. They like to put their shit out in November.
Yeah.
Get that Christmas rush.
Get that Christmas money, though.
Yeah. So,
far out.
So, GoldenSaucer.net podcast for the 12th of November. There we go. Well, it'll be the 13th when this comes out.
God damn it. Stop that.
It'll be the 19th.
Yeah.
It'll be a day.
It'll be the same night. You go home, take a shit, it's uploaded.
I'm going to put this together tonight, so it'll probably... I don't think I'll get it done before midnight, though.
Oh, you're going to take your time, finally?
Yeah.
Oh. So it's not going
to
be...
I'm not going to be editing it in the car on the way home, listening to it in the car.
I literally went home, took a dump.
Uh-huh.
When I got in bed, hey, Golden Saucer's up live. Like, how? I know you do shit when you get home.
I do.
All right, well, bravo for being fucking multitasking.
Sometimes it's usually that Henry's like ready to go to bed, so I just put my headphones on, do the sound checks, go through the things, check all the peaks, things like that, make sure everything looks good. Then I just encode it and put it on.
That'd be awesome if one day during the podcast he's like playing Disney and then you're editing your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we're all joking, witty banter. Like, wanna talk like you, talk like you. And yeah, back to dicks.
Yeah. He listens to the podcast, which is really weird.
That's weird, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. He likes the sound of my voice.
Go to sleep, baby Henry.
Yeah. Go to sleep. He's in the car right now, probably listening to this. All right, he's got a live feed. So what's up, gentlemen? Alf, how you doing?
Not bad.
Kyle?
I'm doing quite well.
All right. We all getting the required amount of sleep to play Fallout?
God, no.
Nope.
Really? Am I the only one taking my time?
I'm just slamming that jam.
I'm taking my time.
Like, I mean, I'm
to a fault.
I'm absolutely taking my time in the game, but I am not taking my time in real life.
Did you go in a sewer already?
Yeah, I've been in several sewers.
I saw, like, a death claw, and then I went into a sewer instead of dealing with that.
Yo, spoilers. I mean, spoilers!
That one death claw is, like a for sure thing that you have to fight.
Right, yeah, instead of dealing with that, I went into a sewer.
Spoilers!
Whatever. what do you mean, spoilers? Have you not...
You know how far I've gotten? I've watched a special video intro training and installed, and I went the fuck to sleep.
Oh, really?
I haven't played it.
I mean,
tomorrow's my day to play.
There is a death call in there.
I get that. I was joking.
I'm just saying, like, they show that in the trailer.
I'm probably like 15, 16 hours deep.
I'm only like 4 hours deep, but that's like nothing.
And that's also like letting Tho play.
Uh-huh.
And he's probably like 5 or 6 hours deep as well.
Well, there was a quest where you had to take, some people were saying, we're going to go here.
Yeah.
And so rather than just quick traveling, I'm like, I'm going to walk with these fools.
Yeah.
And that was a good 35 minutes of my time.
No, you have to. You got to.
You never know. Of course, no encounters on the way, but if I hadn't, then they'd all arrive.
The only time that I actually use fast travel is going back to Sanctuary, like over and over and over.
Mm.
But other than that, I don't fast travel at all.
You don't use do you use Sanctuary as a hub? I use the gas station.
Oh, no, like I go back to Sanctuary a lot because it's like, okay, let's see how my people are doing, and do I need to build anything else for them before I go do stuff?
Yeah, when they wanted me to build beds, there was no room in that place, so I was like...
Yeah, you gotta break a bunch of stuff down and build some beds.
Oh, really? I just shoved them all in there.
Yeah, just break a bunch of stuff down. They'll be sad at first because you broke a bunch of stuff down, but then be like, get over it, beds.
Yeah, my plan is I'm just gonna put them in a warehouse.
So, just for you kids real quick.
Yeah!
When you build something like a power generator...
And you gotta hook it up.
And then you build something that requires power.
Uh-huh.
Go to the generator, and once you hover over it, it says attach wire.
Yeah.
I spent a fucking hour.
I just know that because I watched the crafting video when they previewed it.
I maybe should have fucking texted you then.
Well, cause like, cause when they were like, and we have crafting, and see, look, you walk over to the generator, you hit the wire, and you know, I watched what they did, so.
But yeah, if you hadn't watched that video, you might spend an hour trying to figure out how to craft a wire.
Well, I spent an hour trying to figure out how to get to the top of a building, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Mm. I mean, remember how bad the transit system was in 3? Like,
yeah,
you had to go,
yeah,
like, in no. the yeah. underground transit system, and it took, like, fucking 2 hours to get to 3 dogs?
Sure.
Yeah, I haven't had, like, anything quite like that yet. Although,
that map's real weird.
When traveling to Diamond City for the first time, I died, like, 3 times to random car explosions.
It's pretty good. Just random explosions.
Yeah, no, I mean, people were like shooting stuff and then a car would blow up next to me and I would.
Oh, okay. I'm like, you're walking a fucking junker just.
No.
That's really fucking weird.
I also, I was just walking around and I was like, oh, look, a dead Yaogwai. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I was like sitting there, like I like stealth next to it so I could get closer and I was looking at it. And I was like, oh man, Yaogwais look sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, two other Yaogwais showed up and they were like, you killed our boy! And then mm-hmm. they fucking chased me for like ever.
Mm-hmm. I like that dog meat doesn't die. He just goes crippled.
I hate that fucking dog. I don't want him to be. I don't want him to be a part of my game.
Have him stay in Sanctuary, then take the Long Wanderer perk.
Yeah, probably. I probably should, because I really don't like him.
I really wish there was a way to reroll. But yeah. I haven't figured that out yet. I imagine there is a way.
I rerolled twice, to be honest with you.
I rolled, and like as I was doing it, I was like, I should look at this stupid chart.
Yeah.
And so I looked at the chart, and I was like, I think I got it right. I don't think I got exactly what I wanted out of it, but I'm not. In a situation where I'm not unhappy.
So let me tell you guys.
Wait, why do you guys hate the dog?
Okay, well, I don't hate the dog.
Okay, so I hate the dog because I'm playing like a long range like sniper esque character,
mm-hmm.
and so the dog just charges ahead and pisses off a bunch of stuff and like screws up my stealth attacks and stuff.
Oh, fair enough.
Also, he just makes a bunch of dog noises, like everywhere I go, like I have to listen to like fucking whimpering ass dog stuff and like, and like I'm just not a dog person in general. Like I like cats, and cats are quiet. Like, that's why I like them.
Not my cats.
Your cats are quiet, too.
They're always trying to
fight. I live with you for, like, a year and a half.
They're always trying to fucking fight.
Well, now, maybe.
Fuck, comma, and fight.
Oh, okay. Why is there a comma and?
Because I use the Oxford comma.
Just because you're a dick?
Yeah, no. Okay. Because I like to thank my mom.
For the Oxford comma?
No, my mom, God, and Anne Rand. My parents, God, and Anne Rand. I don't remember where the fuck it goes.
Okay.
There's a thing that... Why
I'll be damned if no one takes my Oxford comma from me. All right, so pro tip, real mm-hmm. quick, just for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Luck is the best stat in the game.
Yeah, I put mine at like 6 or 7.
I took a 10 in luck.
And I saw that there was nothing I wanted at 10.
You're wrong?
No, that last perk just means, I don't remember what it was, but it was
Ricochet,
like,
and it's insane.
Yeah, I was like, nah, pass.
It's really good. You should look into it. Because, like, occasionally you just don't have to fight a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes just some guy just...
Well, that's right. If I'm doing that, I'd rather play...
Mysterious Stranger?
I took Mysterious Stranger instead.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. But you have to shoot to get Mysterious Stranger to happen. You don't have to do anything for Ricochet to happen.
Fat, baby.
So, my favorite thing is to take a 1 in intelligence and then take Idiot Savant.
Yeah, I thought about that, too. But I was like,
it's really good. It's really good. Like, sometimes I just get x5 experience for random-ass shit. Like, I killed a super mutant, and he gave me, like, 120 experience. I was like, that's the same amount of experience I got for this quest. Like, mm-hmm. what the fuck? Idiot Savant. Look into it. It's real good.
Yeah, I don't know, like, this one, like, they changed the way the perks interact and,
mm-hmm.
and the way the special plays out into your character.
Yeah.
So, like,
and they also changed Bloody Mess, so it's not ridiculous anymore.
Oh, that was another reason why I was like, I didn't want to invest in Bloody Mess either.
It's not as stupid as it was.
Yeah, but honestly, yeah, it's fine.
So Tho's playing a all-strength, all-luck character, which is super funny.
Then it's just all melee.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, he has no interest in guns. Okay. So he's basically just playing Skyrim.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of cute. I'm waiting to see, like, what he's going to do when he runs up on, like, Deathclaws or, like, a really big thing.
You can get the Power Fist.
Yeah, Deathclaw Gauntlet or something.
Yeah, yeah. What was it? I don't know. But my time with it has been short. You know, I've been spending a lot of time fixing that broken-ass Pip-Boy. So, because Bethesda isn't saying shit about it.
That's such a fucking shit show.
It's just cheap Chinese whatever production. It happens.
I'm, like, scared to touch mine now.
Well, no, just don't touch that part. Don't push the thing in that doesn't supposed to get... Like, as a person, like, now that I took it apart, that's not supposed to get pushed in at all. It's built that so that it's...
No, it came out of the package like that.
No, I'm just saying that button is built there so that it just has a button that you can kind of fidget. You know what I'm saying? You can kind of go, ooh, neat, you know, and it has a little resistance.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to say that in the booklet. Don't push.
Yeah, put a little sticker on it. Don't push me. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know I did the same thing. I pushed that button.
Mm-hmm.
Mine went inside.
Yeah.
I took a 3DS stylus, stuck it in the hole, that little one, and started pushing there for like 20 minutes, and then finally went... Pop that out and make, well, so not touching that ever again.
The reason why mine was stuck in there is there was only one screw and there's supposed to be two screws holding it in place.
Really?
Yeah. So, I just tried putting another screw in there, and I think the reason why there's no screw is that it's stripped.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I'm not going to try to push a bigger screw in there and break the piece of plastic and make it even worse. I'm not going to put any glue in there. So, it's not worried. It's going to be look fine on display, which is what I want it for anyway.
Yeah, that's like exactly what I'm doing.
I'm not going, check out my cool Fallout 4 cosplay.
And what's stupid is,
they're like halfway there, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the hoodie. So the power button
mm-hmm.
looks exactly like the LED on top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I thought that was a button.
Yeah.
So I pushed it. Went.
You pushed the LED in?
Lucky, popped it out right again.
That's glued in there with hot glue, by the way.
Dumb. Like, this is like really, I get it. It's a fucking Chinese factory foot sweatshop made, but fuck, dude.
Yeah. What else?
Now I learned, don't fucking touch everything.
So you're gonna, you're just off tomorrow all day playing Fallout 4?
Pretty much.
Alright.
And enjoy it.
Let's see, tips. What was your kid's name? Just
Sean.
Oh, damn. Okay, that's the default then.
Yeah.
Just curious.
Your wife's name is Nora.
No, because someone had, like, they named their kid Deshaun. And I was like, how the fuck they do that? So, I didn't know if that was a, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Never mind. Maybe some, that was the joke, I guess, maybe, you know?
Yeah. I don't know, a little family thing at the beginning was kind of cute.
Yeah, sure.
What's your guy look like? Does he,
Default. Default face one. Just press start. Don't care. Although, now that I'm seeing how much I see him in the game, kind of wishing I cared a little more.
Yeah. I took the default face, I changed the hairstyle, I put a decent facial hair on him.
I thought about doing that too, but then
I changed his skin pigment color, but I didn't change any of the actual structure of his
face. Does the beard, I saw some of the like scruffy options looked okay, like the scruffy look.
Yeah, the survivalist or whatever it is. And the wasteland preparedness, one. Yeah, I started with that, and then the first time that I found like a barber, like I was like, oh, I'll fuck around with that.
Mm-hmm.
So like I paid 15 caps to change the way my facial hair looked, and I changed my hair from something kind of doofy to the Ronin, which is actually kind of a cool hairstyle.
Mm.
So, I don't know.
My guy has
Bethesda characters always look bad. I don't know why people are like fucking losing their minds over it. Just fucking play the game. It's fine. Like,
well, my guy's wearing some glasses, a sea captain's cap.
That's good. It gives like perception
plus
or something.
One perception. Yeah,
yeah, man. Perception's a jam. That increases accuracy in bats now.
I was just like, I started taking rad damage because I was exploring a cavern.
So by the way, Radaway gets rid of 33% now.
Right. So that's the problem is like, I was trying to reduce the amount of rad I wanted to take, the rad damage I was taking, but I haven't taken enough yet to use a rad away to not waste a rad away.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So right. I was like, I put on this gas mask. So
it's 33%.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, mine's a little baby. A little blue.
I mean,
and he keeps drinking the water like an idiot.
So remember, like, rad before was, like, you would stack it up, and then if you had enough of it, you would start taking damage.
Mm-hmm.
So rad now is,
it just lowers your max.
You have a health bar, and then it, from the other side, will lower the maximum amount of health that you have. And it's permanent until you get rid of it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm.
So, the whole idea of rad is, like, way smarter now. Like, that's a way better way to do radiation poisoning than, eventually you just faint. Fuck off.
Yeah. They're also a little bit better about telling you about the quick
keys. The quick menu is so much better because they added fucking extra spots to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, instead of trying to like mush one in between the top right corner.
So like before they were like, here's a radial like menu, like quick menu that you can assign stuff to in slots.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like up, down, left, and right each have three slots in it. So like if you're like, I just want to like push the side twice and then pick the gun instead of being like, oh, let me try to maneuver this thing.
I'm
going
to put my laser musket.
Yeah. So the quick menu is better. Joey, how bad are pipe guns?
I don't use pipe guns.
Oh, is it because they're bad?
I have a 10 mil pistol and a laser musket that I hate.
Is the laser musket the crank?
Yeah.
That thing's sick.
I just hate it because you have to crank it.
Yeah, but you fucking one-shot stuff with it.
Yeah, but you have to crank it. I do like the way crits build up now. I guess we're straight talking about Fallout 4. I do like
you can just store crits, dude. There's a perk that you can take that's just like, oh yeah, you
well,
can,
that's
you,
in luck, yeah, I think.
But luck's the best stat, so. I know everyone's not gonna play the way I do, but
no, I'm just saying I think that's in luck. But
yeah, like now crits are like you just activate them, like you're just like crit that guy.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, once you get a crit, you can save it up and then.
But I have a perk that allows me to like just hold on to my crits, so I get to choose when I crit stuff.
Ooh.
So, like, I'm like, oh, here's some legendary guy. I'm just going to crit his head twice.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think you could, like, on the
Has
max.
Has anybody used the companion app with it?
No, I haven't.
No, my phone doesn't fit in it, so I'm fucking mad.
No, no, no. I mean, like, the actual app just don't fuck the Pip-Boy itself.
Oh, no, no, no. I haven't.
No, I booted it up, and
so I feel like you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I kind of, like, looked at it, but I didn't really do a whole lot.
I think on a tablet it would work a lot better.
Yeah, that was my issue, too. Yeah, like,
rather than a phone.
Plus, you don't want to take your
eyes off the screen
yeah, very
long.
Yeah,
that's my main concern, too. Granted, your eyes are off the screen when you bring up the paperwork.
Well, especially because VATS doesn't stop time anymore.
It slows it.
Oh.
I mean, you can still definitely get hit in VATS.
Yeah, no, no. Like, well, the thing is, it slows it, and now, like, if you don't take your shot when you're supposed to, they're moving still, so you can lower your percentages on shots.
And also, VATS accuracy is garbage unless you spec into it. It's fucking garbage.
Also, don't take the Vans perk.
I didn't.
I know, I'm just telling you in case you see it. I think it's the charisma. One of them is the first perk, and I think it's so that it's like automatically, the Pip-Boy will automatically guide you to, just fucking use,
yeah.
Just,
did you
just
play, did you play Donkey Kong?
I did play Donkey Kong.
Did you play Missile Command?
I got Missile Command, but I haven't played it yet.
Yeah. I played those a little bit. It was kind of fun. So like realistically, you probably shouldn't take 10s in any of your stats, mm-hmm. because you can find bobbleheads and stuff to get it towards a 10.
You can actually go to 11, but it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I still think you should fucking take a 10. Luck is so good. It's insane how good luck is. Because crits are just the best thing in the world, and like all the fucking perks in luck are so good. They're just insane. Like Grim Reaper's Sprint is in luck now.
Yeah, that's why I tooled for. That was where I cut it off. It's like, if I can get Grim Reaper Sprint, then I'm happy.
I mean, it's not as good as it used to be.
Right.
It caps out at 35% rather than 100%.
Right.
Which is good because it was too broken before. But right. it was the last thing you could pick in Fallout 3. So, like...
Yeah, I stopped at 7 on luck, so that way when I get the bobblehead, I'll be at 8 and get Grim Reaper Sprint.
I mean, you could just put a point into it when you level, but...
I know. I like that, too, but I don't like it as well.
Like it a lot.
They said that, like, you could build a max level... You could build out a max level character just by playing forever.
Yeah.
So, I was just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, and that's also the kind of, like, the downside of, like, taking intelligence, like, as a stat, because it increases the amount of XP you get per kill.
Yeah.
But, like, what's the point of that if you're just going to continue to kill stuff?
Yeah, that's kind of, like, I've learned that, too. Like, especially in Fallout 3, they had a thing where you can, it was called Here and Now.
Fuck Here and
yeah,
Now.
I took it one time, and I thought about it. I was like, I really shouldn't have taken that.
No, it's the worst perk in the entire game.
And I was like, the only reason I took it is because I needed two perks. And the only way to get it was to take...
Perks or more skills?
I think it was two skills.
Okay,
yeah,
because
yeah.
That doesn't actually...
No. It was where you were assigning skill points. It was
right.
Where
and
I needed...
You were trying to max out medicine or something. Yeah,
yeah, I was like, let me do this real quick. Take Here and Now, and I'll max this out.
We all fell for it the first time.
Yeah, so that's what I learned not to do Here and Now. Because
then you're just like, all that did was save me an hour's worth of grinding against ghouls. That's it. That's all it saved me.
Yeah.
It's not a good perk. They took it out. It's gone. Fuck it. Bad perk.
You did learn.
Yeah. I recommend, like, going to a Wikipedia.
My dog's name is still Dog. I didn't talk.
The false to Dog Meat.
No, my dog's name is Dog. His name is not Dog Meat. Because apparently you have to speak to a person at your camp.
I don't know.
And, like, he's like, you should fucking name
him. I don't know. Maybe it is Dog. I don't know.
Mine's name is Dog.
I haven't been paying attention to that.
I don't fucking like him.
So leave him, just hit command, stay, and then he'll stay.
Yeah, I know, but like, he's like important, so like, I don't want to
miss. Yeah, he's your pack mule.
Well, he'll carry shit for you, and I was talking to Bama today, and like, Bama was saying that he was just on his way to fucking Diamond City, and then like, the dog was like, here's a combat shotgun, I found it on the ground, you're just like,
yeah.
I spent 600 caps on a combat shotgun.
You know, I also noticed that the weapons don't degrade like they used to.
Nope, there's no durability. There's no durability.
There is damage to armor.
Thank God.
No, it's annoying because you're like, oh, I'm gonna pick up this other pistol because I'm gonna need this other. I don't have this pistol. I'm gonna, you know, this is the one I'm using. I'm gonna need like 5 of these so I can upgrade my durability, get the durability. No, you just take it to a workbench and then you break it down for scrap. To mod. You guys talk. I'll be right back.
AC. Oh, okay. I was like, what, are you going to poop?
Oh, no. Got to go.
Oh.
So you can't actually tell the dog anything else but to stay and attack or some shit?
No, he's got other stuff he can do. But who cares?
So there's nothing that you could do like saying, just stay with me, don't attack, or something like that? Nothing else like in that sort? I feel like there'd be more...
So, like, realistically, Fallout 4 is more like Fallout 3.5. Like, where I'm at, there's not really... I mean, I haven't beaten the game, so I can't really make that judgment. But, like, it's definitely... It just seems like more of Fallout 3, which is fine, because that was my favorite one.
Wait, 3 or Vegas?
3, fuck Vegas.
I don't know why you would, like... I don't know what else you would expect, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
what I'm
Morrowind,
saying.
Oblivion was an evolution of Morrowind, and then Skyrim was an evolution of Oblivion, you know?
Yeah, and like, that's kind of the point that I'm trying to make to people. Like, everyone's like, well, where's the innovation? And I'm like, well, the innovation is that you can customize the world that you live in now.
Yeah, you can craft your weapons, you can craft your armor, you can craft
your city. I don't know if you fuckers noticed, but your character is fully voice acted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? An open world sandbox game that has a fully voice acted main character that's male or female? Shut up.
This is always gonna be fucking entitled bitches. That's it.
Like, well, this doesn't look like a Call of Duty.
Somebody
Call of Duty doesn't even fucking have to work.
Somebody today was like, I think the hair on the dog renderings are very good.
I've said this before. I think we said this last week. Is like, you know, remember what Fallout 1 and Fallout 2 and Fallout Tactics looked like, and then, you know, like, especially this kind of game, you don't need stellar visual graphics to anything to get through it. I mean, it needs to be serviceable, but it doesn't need to be cutting edge.
Let me see if I can find the message that I sent to somebody that was like literally what you're talking about. It pertains to what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me, like, what the synopsis, or she was like, what's Fallout about? And I said, that's a broad question. And then she said to give her a mild summary. So I basically just told her what happened in the opening cutscene.
Okay, sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
No. Like,
well, not the opening cutscene, but the first act. Like,
okay, no. I'm saying like Fallout 4 or Fallout in general.
Yeah, Fallout 4.
Okay.
And so like my eventual thing that I told her was that I would recommend it to somebody even if this was their first Fallout, like hands down still. Like, yeah, this is your first adventure into the wasteland, then you're gonna have a great time because.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, that's if, of course, you understand what Fallout is and what you're getting into. Like, if you like open world sandbox games, then it's probably the highest value that you can get out of that.
Sure.
But, I mean, otherwise, like, you and me were talking to Ryan earlier. Ryan said that he's not a fan of the Fallout series. So
that's
like,
fine. There's lots of good games I don't like.
Yeah.
And you know, and you don't. The problem is like, it's heart and soul. It is an RPG.
Absolutely.
And so, if you really don't like that style of RPG grind, you know, like I'm sometimes I'm surprised that I like it because like, and there's times where I get fed up with it. I'm like,
I'm really surprised that you're into Fallout as much as you are. I know for a fact that like it is at its core a Joey game.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, like if I put you know, let's say in the future, I put the next Elder Scrolls in front of you versus the next Fallout. You're going to choose Fallout every time.
Right. And I will play an Elder Scrolls game because, you know, I'm familiar with how the engine works and how the game thing and that build out, and I'm okay with it. The problem with, especially like an Elder Scrolls game is like, I like ranged combat. Mm-hmm. And sometimes magic and
don't do it for you.
And bows and arrows, they just don't do it for
you. No, that's kind of what I was getting at. Like you're very much not a, I love swords and horses. You're not that guy.
Nah.
Yeah, you'd rather shoot a M15. Yeah.
Keep your fantasy fiction. I'll be fine. Yeah, science fiction. I don't know. Like, I recommend this game for a lot of people. I don't want to get too deep into talking about it, too much spoilers.
No. I was actually going to say that we probably should roll on.
It doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, no, I'm saying like because I don't want to accidentally slip up and spoil something. I don't.
I haven't run across anything that could be considered spoiler worthy.
You never know.
You
never know. We could slip up and say what happens in the vault, or you know. You know,
stuff happened in the vault.
I know. How you got out of the vault, or what you see when you get out of the vault, or what you see when
that
you
was like probably the one thing that I'm not gonna go. I'll say that to you on the way
home. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you never know what someone would deem a spoiler. I'm pretty sure we've just generally talked about this game.
You booting it up as a spoiler to me.
You got to play it before me, you fucker.
I played it, what, yesterday evening?
Yeah.
Is the first time I got to touch it?
I have my pull-out couch unfolded, and all of my pillows are against the back of it, so I'm like in like a laying, sitting type situation, cradled by pillows.
So you built yourself a little command center?
Well, I have a little nest that I'm on top of. Yeah.
I installed it Monday night, and then I went to bed so I could work Tuesday, and then I did my normal Tuesday night stuff, and I got home at like 1. And I think I booted up for like an hour.
At 1? Oh, you had to take Fools home.
Yeah. So I think...
You probably only got to play it for like an hour.
I think I played like an hour before I went to bed, and then I played it some more, like an hour and a half, and then I played like a couple hours today.
Nice.
And sometimes it was just me standing there just reading stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot to read.
You know?
And like... Normally, like, I kind of gloss over that kind of shit. Like, you pick up, like, a file in whatever game, and you're like, I don't really care.
I got to read all these entries in this log.
Believe me, I know about all the fucking employees at the fucking factory that were making fucking Mr. Handyman or whatever. And,
yeah, that's important.
Spoilers! By the way, Mr. Handyman's beef. Don't fuck with him. If you see one that's got a red name, just run away from that shit.
Anyway, yeah, I like it. It's fun so far.
Your dad's Liam Neeson.
Also, the game...
No!
This game does not dilly-dally on getting you into it.
No, you are falling out like in the first half an hour. Like, you know, Fallout 3, like you're fucking around for like an hour and a half.
Fucking with them tunnel snakes?
No, you're not fucking with tunnel snakes.
Okay.
There's basically like a tutorial, and then you're out there in the wasteland, and then
rad roaches.
Basically, they're like
they are still the first enemy that you run up against.
And then basically, they start throwing crap at you. Just like, here's this thing that you need.
Like literally, a Superman just takes his shit in his hand and throws it at you.
That is what
happens. Welcome to Fallout.
That's it. I mean, that happens when you die.
Why he sounds like
bum, bum. They also say war never changes like 80 times.
Yeah, I mean that's true. War never changes.
War never changes.
Shut up, Kiefer Sutherland.
Right.
Sorry.
So you guys want to talk about any other games you've been playing before we move on?
No, we need to move on to the Nintendo stuff.
Oh, well, how about we talk about what the fuck I've been playing?
Fallout.
Yeah, it's like, wait, motherfucker. Y'all got the gloat.
Go ahead, Al.
No, it's your first.
Oh.
I'm...
Oh, thank you.
I'm humble.
Thank you.
I'm humble.
I'm humble as well.
Fuck off.
Hashtag humble.
So I did the extra live stream. And you guys came and helped out, and I really appreciate that.
You did play a lot of games there.
I did. Let's see if we can name off. I played Halo 5 badly.
I played Halo 5 badly.
Well, the game's as bad.
I played it so badly, I put Yakety Sax on when I was playing it. It was really funny. I don't think like more than 2 people caught that. What else did I play?
You mean you played Call of Halo?
I didn't play Call of Duty. It's
no, this was Halo 5.
Yeah, it's weird.
Halo 5. Wait, did I get that back from you? No, I was going to say, when you want that back.
Oh, okay, because I asked you if I left anything else here, and you went, nah.
No, that's at my house. it's in the box of games.
Yeah, I guess I want it back because I'm going to trade it in.
I installed Plants vs. Zombies, and then it got stuck at like 89%, so I never played it.
Yeah.
And then...
Mega Man.
Played Jack Party Pack, so we played Fibbage, we played Drawful,
yeah.
You guys played Smash, you guys played PT, XCOM Enemy Unknown, or the other one, I don't remember, the second XCOM.
The Bureau?
No. The second one that was like...
With Andrew, I believe his name was?
What?
Forgive me, I don't know the guy that was playing
Adam?
With Adam, sorry, I didn't start with an A. I played Meat Boy with him.
Oh, yeah. Meat Boy, we played Meat Boy.
And I played, by myself, I played a little bit of game of Rocket League.
Yeah. Rocket League.
And then I enjoyed playing Life is Strange.
I did my
stream. I played a lot of Life is Strange. Yeah. That was good. I'm still not done with that. That game's real weird.
We played Frozen.
Oh, yeah, we played Frozen Freefall. Kyle's the king of that now.
I'm fucking sure, man.
You can wear that badge proudly. You
can suck my asshole forever.
What else did I play on there?
That game's such a hipster game.
No.
Life is Strange.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. God.
So, at one point, she just picks up a card and is like, oh, awesome. It's the new Nikon 32,000. Stellar.
No.
I really want this.
Kyle got the best, where I was like, I'm going to go sit on this bench and contemplate life. And I sit on the bench and she starts contemplating life.
And then Joey was literally like, all right, I'm going to go take a piss. I'll be right back. And I'm just sitting here looking at the stream like...
It was playing this indie rock soundtrack. It was pretty good.
Yes, Lee.
Yeah, you gotta go to the bathroom. All right, get some from class. Little girl going through the bathroom times. I'm like, oh, it's Arcade Fire.
It's so good.
Arcade Fire.
The the lesbian, so the lesbian blue hair girl was like, oh, I bet you won't kiss me. And Joey was like, and then she was like, bro, weren't you looking for your best friend? Oh, fuck, I want to make out with you.
You know, I realized that there's some parts where I feel like the writing of that game, like, they went in, they got some, I said this on the stream, but like, they got someone who was like 18, like, we need to punch this up a little bit, and they're like, you need to put YOLO swag in there, and, maze balls, and,
what was that bitch's name? Victoria?
Victoria?
Say, like, get burnt, bitch!
Oh, when do you get to chapter 4?
I got you one up.
You get to episode 4.
I got you one up.
And you get to episode 4.
Oh. Supposed to be an Alf and Joey game, but ooh, no.
Come on, come back. I'll play it again.
No, I'll play it again.
You got 10. I got 10 hours.
Then I
got
to suffer through the.
How about this? You can play.
I'll be the pilot.
You can play 1 through 3. Yeah, you can pilot it, and I'll just go. When you get stuck, I'll
don't
let
do that.
Do.
Do
don't
this.
Do that. No.
Even though I was solving stuff like, no, you want to talk to that janitor. Talk to the janitor.
You know, the whole time, like, he's just gonna be like, why did you kiss her?
Yeah, why did you kiss her?
I like that. No, tell the principal on him. Yeah, do it. Then, like maybe like 10 minutes later, I heard you talk to the principal.
Yeah.
Like, oh, his ass got beat!
Everyone is burning. Everyone got sick burns.
Everyone's just burning each other. I love it. It's like the Mean Girls of fucking video games. Like, yes.
You were playing on the stream where I went to the guy and I took his beans and I like dumped them on the ground. He's like, I was eating them beans. And he goes to chase you and he slips in the beans.
Yeah. So then you're like, sweet bean
footage. Roll the sweet bean footage.
I like that guy that like kind of like likes you. He kept texting you.
Oh,
so
Warren?
So you go up to him like, hey, Warren. Then that asshole that you told him comes in, beats the living shit out of him, and you say, peace out.
Like, peace out, Warren. So you got your ass beat.
You just let that guy
get the guy like banging his head on the pavement. It was bad.
And then he's like, bad. But she got her lesbian lover, so it's good.
That was poor Warren.
Okay. Hey, I found the tools. By the way, you might have a bird somewhere in your house. Gotta go.
Sure enough.
Bird. A bird's important.
So fucking, oh, is it?
That's an important bird.
I really want, I think, no offense to Kyle, I really think you're the person.
It's such a game.
I'm not the person to play that game with.
That game is so full of itself, like, well, up its own ass.
But it really is.
It really is, dude, like kind of. But it's a good game.
Okay, all right.
It's a good experience. It's not much of a game.
There's not a lot of game there, but I think that's what I like about it.
I like Monkey Island.
I like narratives. I like narratives, and an interactive narrative like that, like Life is Strange, while, you know, it's short on the game size, it's deep, really deep on the narrative, and they're trying to tell a story, and I don't like all the points they're trying to make, and I feel like some of the writing is kind of, but
yeah.
Some of the characters, even though you don't like them and you feel they fall kind of flat, there's other times where they're like, oh man, I don't like this character, have feelings about this character one way or another. And so maybe that character is a little more well-written than, you know, you give it credit for on its face. You know, like...
This bitch takes selfies with a Polaroid camera. Polaroid.
That's another character. That's those other characters I was talking about. Oh, but, you know, they...
Fucking damn it, dude. So full of it.
Yeah, it's really good.
But they dropped the name Facebook. Like, yeah. It was like, holy crap.
Speaking of weird narrative games, I've actually had...
Also, the lip sync in that game is terrible.
It's garbage.
Yeah, it is.
Pac-Man, Waka Waka.
Yeah.
I've had several people ask us to play Undertale.
I will play Undertale.
No, like, they want us to play it. Like,
I totally want to play Undertale.
Yeah, we'll play it.
Like...
Favorite character?
Sans is awesome.
Sans.
We're playing on the stream. The only reason we're not doing it on the stream right now is...
I think it's pronounced Sans.
Comic Sans, yeah, you're right.
The only reason why we're not doing like it right now is because, like, for me to set up the stream is a literal... Like, I posted the picture on my Facebook.
Well, I don't think they want us to stream it, dog. I think they want videos.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, not
it's the same thing. Okay. It's the same setup.
I know.
Well, minus the laptop.
Right, but you actually said the word stream.
Okay, well, the reason why we aren't doing, like, those videos yet is just, like, right now, we have to negotiate the time to do that.
Yeah.
It's not like setting it up at my house is an ideal situation. Really? Setting it up at Al's house is an ideal. Setting it up at your house is an ideal.
But my house might work.
But, like, it's... And, you know, right now, Al's working, hopefully, on the overlay. You know what I'm saying? I need to get... Oh, what are they? You know what you need to be doing.
Hopefully, I'm like, what am I doing? Nope.
So once we get
out... You didn't give me dimensions. Holy shit.
I'm going to give you dimensions tonight. Anyway, so...
46 inches what?
Well, you heard what I'm saying? I'll give you dimensions tonight.
Once we get that stuff set up, we'll
damn, get my asshole
I got to pick up one more camera, I think. I think two cameras are better than one.
Yeah, probably. No, probably not.
Well, let me get it, because I actually want one. So let me buy this one.
I'm just saying, like, I think I need to... I'm going to try to go for three. And I'm not talking about three on the stream. Right, I'm saying like three on the video or three on anything. I'm just saying.
I will
like,
watch you stream in your nest.
In my nest?
Just shirtless.
And you could just hook up a Kinect and do that.
All right, do it that way.
Okay.
Just do it.
So,
I was like, so I'm playing this game. It's pretty good.
Like the issue
yeah,
is
it's just
like,
gonna be like a lot of me not talking,
and then occasionally my stream getting taken down because they're like, dude, you're like smoking weed like on your stream.
That's the other reason why I don't want to do it at your house.
Oh, like, fuck off!
I was trying to be like, no, you like, I'm not trying to say this, but you're just like, yo guys, I gotta go hit this real quick, and then you're gone for like 20 minutes. You come back like,
first off, that's not how it would be at all. It would be more like, hey. I'm hitting this right here.
Exactly.
You guys.
I prefer to not be like doing home. Like,
my house,
leave.
My rules.
Damn
so,
right. Like,
so, I mean, there you go on that. But anyway, we'll work out a time where all of us can get in. We can start doing that. I don't think it'll. I promise we'll have it done. Started before.
Christmas. That's a Joey Potter game.
Before Christmas. What?
Joey Potter.
Undertale.
Joey Potter's Undertale. Earthbound.
Yeah.
It's not Earthbound.
I'd rather
sit back and watch. So
it's not Earthbound, I understand it, but it's like reminiscent of it.
Visually only.
Oh, visually.
I don't think anything
is
real reminiscent.
Visually, I can see it. Some of the puzzles, I could see it, so sort of. But the actual story and how meta it is, then no, of course not. No.
But anyway, the point I'm getting to is
actually the whole mercy thing.
We have a couple more things we have to do behind the scenes to build out before we just start doing
videos.
That
old Kizzle killing everybody.
You know, we gotta build. We gotta
like how I play Fallout, dog. People are like, yo, can you help me? I'm like, nah.
That's how I feel, Joey. Every time you interrupt me.
That's okay.
Joke. Huh? All right, go back to your story.
No, I'm just saying, we just need to build out overlays and things like that. And then once we get that kind of stuff set up and get a little bit more practice in, then we'll start doing the videos for reels.
Sounds good.
I mean, we're going to record them on reels?
We're going to do reel reels. My idea would be to stream it. And then record it at the same time you stream it.
Nice. Yeah, because then you could have people on the ground floor. Like,
yeah, just like, hey, this is us streaming it, you know. And if we get stuck, we, you know, got some helps. Not that two birds, one stone. You know, you kill the people who want to see it live, and then you kill off the people who, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You get both those camps taken care of. The only problem is like finding the time where all of us are available.
That's true, yeah. That's the main issue right there, time.
Exactly.
I mean, like, as far as the videos are concerned, like, even the grumps, like, break up, like, who plays what.
Right,
you know
but
what I mean?
I'm just saying,
yeah,
like, it's still setting aside the stream. Let's say we wanted to do a game. We'd have to stay, I would suggest we do a 3-hour record, and then bust that 3-hour record down into sections.
Yeah.
Of, you know, 25 minutes or 30 minutes or wherever a natural stopping point in that particular game is at.
No.
Like, from playing Life is Strange, I learned that game has, like, several spots where you just need to stop playing it and, you know, say, okay, I'm taking a break here. We're going to come back and we'll start the next part, you know.
Mm.
And I think with what...
It'll be done.
I think with what, like, I learned from doing the extra live stream, which, you know, thank you for everyone who watched, and by the way.
And donated.
I was getting there, and donated especially.
Because we blew that goal out of the water.
Yeah, $200 goal. We ended up with $405
awesome.
After cash and stuff. So
awesome.
Yeah, I was really thrilled. I didn't really like the cash part because I had to fill out a bunch of forms and mail it in, and it was a nightmare.
Hmm.
So I just put it in my bank account and ran my car.
Hey, man, that's for the fucking shorties, man, and you should be really proud of what you did.
Oh, yeah, I don't feel like I did a whole lot. I feel like all my friends, like, whether they were just, you know.
I mean, we all helped.
Right, everyone helped. Everyone, no, like, there was, like,
but like
the entire...
You took the initiative to get it done and just get it started and motivate people into it, and that I think you should be proud of it.
Out of the entire 25 hours, I would think I was alone for, like, 35 to 40 minutes tops. And that's, like, on the long estimate.
The thing that I respect the most is that, like, it's not, like, some... Like, we didn't do that as, like, a tax write-off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
Oh, yeah, you guys played Minecraft, too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, we forgot.
we didn't really play Minecraft.
No, we turned on Minecraft.
We installed Minecraft, and then we went, all right, we're trying to make this 9-year-old happy.
Yeah, that was...
Or however old you are, I'm sorry.
Yeah, nonetheless, that kid was excited.
He was really happy that we were at least trying to play it for him. And then I ended up killing Joey, so, like, a jerk.
Yeah.
But I had a pickaxe and Joey didn't, so.
I had a leaf. A thing of wheat. That's what it was.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sprig, maybe? I don't know what you'd call that.
I actually know how to play that game. Well, where well, the fuck
it,
were
it
you?
It wasn't about whether or not know how to play.
Well, no,
it,
I could have been like, no, you need to build a stick right there.
No, that's the point. Is like
not it, stick, not that stick.
The amount of time we were going to dedicate.
Well, Joey almost killed me because he like he dug a hole and then like I walked over to him and I fell in it and then like he kept digging the hole and I was like, ah, I'm drowning. Like,
wait, straight down?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, you could just eventually hit the ceiling of a cavern and just go.
Whoop, that's what we were trying to do. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then why?
I was having fun.
I was like.
Nice.
I've died plenty of times doing that. Can't dig straight up either. Sand will crush you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, well, I mean, that's just good advice for real life.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so, yeah, we raise a little bit of money for parents who need to sleep on a pull-out couch rather than on the floor or whatever.
When that family came in and told that story, it was...
We've all been in situations where we've been in the hospital and, you know, it would be so much easier to have... someone you care about next to you the whole time.
Mm.
And for them to just even be comfortable is a big deal. And, I'm not trying to get real heavy on the podcast or anything, but like, I haven't been happy for a long time because of things that have been happening in my life. And like, doing that stream for charity was like one of the only things that made me happy recently. So I felt really, really good about it.
That's good. I'm glad you drew something personally out of that. So, and like I said, I appreciate everyone coming and playing with me. Like it was a struggle. Like, I was fading there at the end, and then...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
I mean, that's a...
I got that second win to go get that that five-head amiibo at the end. So. All right. You guys want to just talk about the Nintendo thing and a couple other things and get the... out of here. Yeah.
No.
Does anyone have a list? I have a good list for that Nintendo thing was.
Just rail it out.
They started off with Twilight Princess HD.
Okay. Another game Kyle won't play.
So don't.
I'm just... We get all offended because I don't want to play Twilight Princess.
I'm just saying, like...
I actually want to play it because I haven't beat it.
That's my vote. I'm
so
like,
one
I,
Zelda game
okay, that one. I sure should
finish. Actually, no, I take it back. I haven't beat Skyward Sword. Don't feel like doing that one. I literally stopped like 3/4 and... Nope. I'm done. All right.
Then they announced some stuff coming... Then they announced there's a...
Well, there's a Wolf Link amiibo. With it, and apparently you can save data with it, and it's compatible with Zelda U when it comes out later. I don't know how that works, but knowing Nintendo says a costume change.
All right. This is out of order, so I'm just going to use GameSpot's thing here. There's a Smash Brothers specific Nintendo Direct in December.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the final results finally.
The Legend of Zelda Wii U game was listed as dated 2016. Star Fox Zero in April. I think it was April 22nd.
That game looked good.
Mm-hmm.
That game looked good.
Mother 3 is re-released in Japan.
Which inevitably means we might get it this time around.
More stuff for Splatoon.
Yeah.
More amiibos in January, which showed Lucas.
Lucas!
The rest of them were, Animal Crossing. If I remember correctly.
And a Move Crossing.
There's a new Wii U bundle that has Smash Brothers and Splatoon.
Wow.
Yeah. They're like, look for it on Black Friday.
That's a sick bundle.
Yeah.
3DS, new 3DS XLs with Super Mario Land?
Yeah, new 3DSs with Super Mario Well, 3DS XLs with Mario Land, so probably.
I thought they were new ones.
No, they were just regular.
Regular?
He said classics at 3DS XL.
That's a classic.
That's still a good bundle. For Super Mario Maker, they added a browser-based portal. Where you can look for search for levels based on keywords and tags and things like that. And then you can send it to your Wii U so that way you can find them when you're at home. So you don't have to, like, type in crazy-ass friend codes and all that shit to do it anymore. Did they announce Hyrule Legends already once? Or was this the announce for it?
They announced it already.
Okay, so then they showed off new characters, which is the female Link, which is Linkle.
Link. I hate the name.
Linkle? I like it.
I like it,
Tinkle.
Too.
It just sounds like Tinkle.
No.
It's Linkle. Linkle.
I like it.
You like the name?
Yeah, I do.
Her character, amazing.
I want like the option for like a whole gender bent world. Like
I thought we've always talked about that.
Is that not what it is?
No, but I'm saying we've always talked about that. So.
I just hope it opens up the world for a female Link finally in her own game. Her own game.
Sure.
The hero of time is always different.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The hero of time, it should be like gender fluid.
Yeah, always.
It's always been male.
Well, we should
get like an alternate universe where Zelda's male and like.
No, you just have no alternate universe. Just another timeline.
Yeah,
just further in the line, or
call him like Zelda or something. I don't know.
I mean, I would go as far as saying Zelda U is Linkle. But yeah. Because the only footage we've seen is with a crossbow. That's it. Mm-hmm. I've never pulled out a sword, right?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be stupid. You should definitely have a sword.
I mean, eventually you'll get the Master Sword. I hope so, but... But Linkle's awesome. I love that she could do a spin attack but with her kicks.
Yeah, she does mm-hmm. kicks.
Like, that's
yeah.
cool.
They showed that they announced that Dragon Quest 7 and 8 for the 3DS are coming out.
I'm surprised with 8.
So then they showed Fire Emblem Fates, and then there's two packages, then a DLC, and then there's an $80 special edition that has all three.
Hmm.
And it has like a bag and something else in it. I don't remember what it was. They're on the 3DS eShop. They're going to bring Pokemon Red, Pokemon Blue, Pokemon Yellow on February 27th. And they're going to be modified so that you can still do trading wirelessly. And then they announced Pokemon Picross.
Eh.
And the game that already came
like
out.
They,
no badge, whatever.
It's not free to play to them. It's free to start.
Free to start, yeah. Mm. That was, I forgot the big thing. Cloud coming to Smash. From Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
So. That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was really.
So, did you guys notice that motherfucker's just Ike?
Yeah. Like I said,
that's just Ike.
Yeah. I think that's why they paired them off against each other, yeah.
I mean, I'm happy about it.
Dude, I love the Midgar stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like it's gonna be fun for parties. It's not competitive stage, that's for sure, but.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. You're gonna hate it, I'm gonna love it.
No, I love Party Smash.
Mm.
No, I love four player items on Smash.
Okay.
I mean, I also like competitive Smash.
No.
I like the fact that the summons are in the background. I didn't know.
That's what I love about it.
They're
in
the foreground.
Yeah. Like,
they interact with the stage. Yeah, they're just destroying the stage.
And then I like the Bahamas Lemon Break. And
you can hear the materia going off every time.
Now you're gonna be playing.
Well, like,
Smash.
I like how they didn't even bother to fucking hide it from me. Like, the mm-hmm. beginning of the video, like, starts with some Final Fantasy VII ass music, and it's just like, you sons of bitches.
They fooled me, because I literally thought it was Metroid for a second.
Yeah,
it felt that drop note. I'm like, is this Metroid?
No.
And then I heard the live stream,
the moment, literally the first tone, I was like, that's fucking 7.
Mm-hmm. There was a couple of people who were like, they're like, no way, this is 7. Like, I watched some reaction videos.
Yeah, Max had a good one.
So. More people just bringing more people to Smash and bringing more characters. That's great. That also means there'll be a Cloud amiibo. That's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, that also means that it's just an advertising billboard for the remake.
Yeah, but who cares?
I don't, but like, that's just 100% what it is.
Everyone's like, who's next? Goku! Goku!
Oh, we're gonna get Goku in there?
Yeah. So
I hope
was good.
I hope
if anything, that showed that Nintendo is, you know, not out of the game. You know, that they just, when you think about it, they only showed like a handful of things.
I think they didn't focus much more on Yo Watch, whatever it's called.
That was a weird video.
That was a weird video.
Yo-Kai Watch or whatever it is.
That's a weird video. That's a weird game. I guess popular in Japan, but
There's a lot of other Fallout 4 news, like, you know.
Yeah, people are modding it already?
Well, I was going to say there's problems on the consoles, there's bugs out there, there's people, you know, it's one of the biggest selling games of the year, which in my experience, like, I went to a midnight release and that felt like a Call of Duty midnight release. Man, having gone to the Call of Duty midnight release,
that did not feel like
that. That felt like a
Viva Pinata release.
I think Halo had a bigger release than that, so.
It did. But remember when we went to Black Ops 2 and it was nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I'm just saying, well, that was like, when you think about it, like 2 Call of Duties ago?
Yeah.
3 almost?
Yeah, Ghost and Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, so.
Was there another one?
Nope, that's it.
Okay.
Ghost and Advanced Warfare. So that's how far back Black Ops 2 was.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, how the mighty have fallen, basically.
I mean,
people are still excited about it.
I know, but we said years ago, remember, we're like, in a couple of years, people are going to fucking start seeing the pattern. And then,
I was really surprised by the diversity of people who were interested in Fallout.
Were you really? Because like,
How about the diversity of people who come out and Fallout at midnight? To pick it up at midnight.
Okay, I still feel like Fallout's
that game has
big inclusive drags that video games have.
Right, well, that's definitely a game, every time I see it, I'm like, oh yeah. ordinary people who aren't, you know, hardcore gamers, you know, the quotations there, sure, hardcore gamers, like Fallout. I forget about that. You know,
That actually intrigues me, because, like, there are times where, like, I'll be talking to somebody about consoles, and then I'll bring up the fact that I have an Xbox One, a Wii U, and a PS4,
mm-hmm,
and they'll look at me like I'm fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just like, what do you do with all of them? And I was like, ah, that's actually a good question. I don't really do that much with the ones that I'm not playing.
Mm-hmm. Like, I tell people, I do a podcast, I talk about video games a lot, so.
Yeah, well, it's easy to justify because I do a podcast, so it's like, mm-hmm, oh, well, I have to know what I'm talking about, but, like,
mm-hmm,
the justification for that only goes so far.
Sure.
They're like, oh, you do a podcast? How many listeners do you have?
Not a lot, not enough to justify.
Enough to get a nasty email one time.
So yeah, there's a lot of Fallout 2 stuff out there if you want to look for it.
Did anybody play Tomb Raider?
I installed it. Did you see the cool stuff in Tomb Raider? So that's a game that I want to finish and then we stream.
Why?
So okay, so
can't we just experience the game?
No.
We have
to
finish it first.
Once you replay it and you put it in stream mode, they have a thing where you can say I'm streaming, and it puts the name of the title, like, it puts an overlay on it saying the name of the game, what section you are, how long you've been playing, how many guys you killed. It has like this whole crazy Steam interface or Twitch interface.
Dude, Crystal Dynamics is really
so check this
really
out.
In tune.
So
with
when you play it again, when you beat it and you play it again, they turn on card mode. And so what card mode is that it pulls the chat and says, which card do you want to see? Do you want to see Rainbow Flow Laura, or do you want to see Grenade Explosion Laura, or, you know, whatever. So they vote, and then whatever vote wins. So one of them, like, they'll put a rainbow trail behind her whenever she runs.
Really?
And it'll last for 5 minutes till you die or reset a checkpoint. Then the other one will be like, you can throw a grenade, and the grenade launches a gas grenade, you know, a gas stun that, you know, whatever, and the time vortex, and, like, they have one where you can headshot someone, and when you headshot someone, it creates like a time bubble around them that slows down time, so you can headshot other guys and start chaining them like that. And all this stuff is voted on by the chat.
Huh.
That's really cool.
That only opens up once you beat the game. So replaying it is much more valuable than actually playing it.
That's really fucking badass.
But the overlays are there anyway, but...
Right.
I think that's really cool that they have the overlays there, like how long you've been playing the level, what section you're on, how many guys you killed.
That is pretty badass.
It's really cool. I've installed it. I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
I mean, it's been getting nothing but good reviews, so that's why I ask.
I picked up a code off somebody, so I might just pick up a disc-based disc one so I can lend it out to some people.
Mm-hmm.
If I like it.
Wait.
I like that mentality.
Did you buy the console?
Yeah, that's right.
We bought the console for a friend, and then the friend didn't really have that much interest in playing that game.
Yeah,
Joey purchased it off of him.
Let me get that code.
I think for some magic cards or something. I don't know what.
Yeah. Shut up.
Oh, my bad.
No, I'm saying, I look at Alf's, I was like, shut up.
Oh, you were talking to Alf, okay, yeah.
Fourth wall!
Did you watch the Warcraft Legion cinematic trailer, Alf?
No.
Kyle?
Yes.
All right, what'd you think?
I thought it was excellent.
They did a really good job of selling you on why you should be selling me, like, this is what you're missing out. Why aren't you playing this shit?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, the game isn't this.
No, and then you're like, because that's fucking 20 years worth of lore?
Yeah.
How about that shit,
well,
Blizzard?
I looked at it and I was like, oh, yeah, that isn't this. So that's
It's not the same. Yeah, it's not.
But I was still like, that was really impressive that they went so far to... I mean, a lot of that's fan service, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's,
of course, yeah, because people are like, oh, we want to see him in fucking crazy detail. So, like, one day you and I will sit down, we'll go out, and I'll buy you a steak or something like that. And I will divulge all the information of Warcraft lore that you need to have for that movie. All right,
I know that there's orcs and there's humans, and when you click on the orcs, they go zub zub.
They actually say zug zug.
Zug zug. And then you need to build more barracks.
And they say Luktar Ogur.
No. I'm talking about Warcraft, not World of Warcraft.
Yeah, they still say Luktar Ogur.
I played Warcraft 3.
Yeah, that just means for the Horde.
Anybody watch the Warcraft trailer?
I watched the movie trailer.
I don't understand what's happening. Is this a Legion Alliance versus Horde?
So it is Alliance versus the Horde, and
part of the Horde wants to work with the Alliance?
Right. In order to ensure the safety, the longevity of the Horde. And
that's happened a couple of times. So, like, Jaina and Thrall have, like, had, like, several exchanges as far as, like, mm-hmm. peace treaties are concerned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As far as like not like open war with
Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's fine.
There's a couple times when I see the orcs, I'm like, ah, this is really bad looking.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta remember, really orcs are not like typical orcs.
Right, 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 right.
They're not like, WoW orcs are very cartoony.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why, I had to, you know what I'm saying, kind of look at my reference.
Basically everything WoW related is kind of cartoony.
Yeah.
But like, that's why it's so like easily graspable. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like some like, really overbearing story. Like, I mean, it is. There's a lot of stupid story stuff, and mm-hmm. believe me, it has no small amount of plot holes. But do you remember that one time where the WoW development team was at a like a con or something like that, and like that one guy with the glasses?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He I forget exactly what they were talking about. He was like, "How did this guy do this?" And they were like, "Oh, because he rose to power through this." And he was like, "Right, but he's dead."
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, what are you talking about? They were like, you killed him, like, several expansions ago, like, storyline-wise. Why is he back? And they were like, is that a thing? And then, like, they're like, give us a second. And they, like, took out their phones and stuff, and they're like, motherfucker, we killed him. sorry. He's, magic.
Yeah.
And then everybody was like, yeah, that guy showed them. And he was like, well, they're just doing their jobs, guys. Come on.
It's definitely, like I said, like, I'm interested to see the movie, mainly because, like, I don't know, I feel like it'll be at least entertaining. You know, like I said, I want to see video game movies do well, because that makes for better video game movies. We've had that discussion before.
Right, right.
And then Duncan Jones.
I assume it's going to end in a cliffhanger, like Lich King is going to finish.
Oh, my God. No, after credits.
What I love about, let me spoil that for you real quick. The Lich King is not a cliffhanger. We all know what happened to the Lich King.
I know you guys are talking about people that want to see World
Look,
War.
Look, bro, I made my $8.
Play World of Warcraft?
The people who put, you know,
yeah, sure.
How y'all going to bring y'all rigs to the movie? Turn this fucking screen monitor off, jerk-ass. Trying to watch this film.
Nah, the whole time, like, people are just going to bring their mouse and they're just going to be sitting there pretending they're controlling the movie.
God,
like,
that sounds terrible.
Fuck off. Sounds great.
I did like the StarCraft Legacy trailer.
That was pretty good.
Did anybody buy that game?
Nope, but I want to. I haven't even beat Hearthstone.
I'm waiting on that Activision email. Where, like,
is it just the Protoss campaign? Or?
Yeah. But man, have you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
Do they?
My life for hire. I was like, oh, so good.
I don't know if
say I need a pylons. I need them.
I'm gonna construct additional pylons.
Oh God, I came.
I don't know if they still do that or not, but I need that Activision email. Like, hey, I see you own StarCraft, but you don't own this expansion. What if we offered you a sale? Do they still do that? I haven't got an email like that. I did see that they added a new adventure for Hearthstone.
Yeah, okay.
Did
anybody play Overwatch?
I'm not in the beta. I forgot to send that email back.
I was in the beta. Just got the email way too late because it was in my goddamn spam email.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I watched Donkey play some of it.
That's
about it.
Did you see the new ukulele character?
No.
Retro 64 us? Rextro 64 us, excuse me.
I hate this game already.
I'm hating the game little by little.
But you guys said you wanted more of that.
No, I didn't. Remember, I was shitting on it from the beginning.
Swap the genders. That's all I gotta know. That's it.
Basically, he's an ad for Terminator Genesis out on Blu-ray today. It looks like a little dinosaur guy.
He's like a little fucking dinosaur. Whatever, what are you going? The fuck out of here.
What else? I know it doesn't matter to you, Kyle or Alf, but did you get that Xbox One update?
Yes.
You already have it.
No, I finally got it again.
Oh, okay. So nice. So now you got the new dashboard mm-hmm. again, and now you got those backwards compatible games.
Yep, and Stick of Truth just got added, right?
Yeah, they just added Stick of Truth, which means I need to go on and add my Stick of Truth. I need to plug my 360 in. Put my Stick of Truth save into the clouds, and I can unplug my 360.
Just start a new game!
No!
Just start a new game. You don't remember what you were doing.
I was lost in the woods on my way to Canada, is what I remember.
No, that's impossible. You just go north. That's the joke.
No. The problem is like I'm finding the wolves, and they're killing me.
I know, but the joke is you just go north.
Okay. All right. Those woods are killing me.
So you haven't been to Canada yet?
No. I was getting there. The problem is, it's 16-bit.
It's like 8-bit.
8-bit, yeah.
And then, like, the music is just, like, chiptune, Oh Canada.
Yeah. There's a lot of good games on here, but there's a lot of games that you would expect to be on here.
Diabaz.
Just bears, but not dire.
They're like regular bears, but dire.
I don't know. I think for a first-time run, there's actually a long list of games that are impressive on here. There's a lot of arcade games, and that actually makes me happy because, like, I own a lot of arcade games.
You do own a lot of arcade games.
and cabinets.
Yes. But so, you know, if you guys want to come over and play Sonic CD on my Xbox One, that's a thing we can do.
Please tell me I can play Bubsy 3D somewhere.
You could play it while sitting inside an L.A. Rush.
Yeah. San Francisco
Rush. San Francisco
Rush. San Francisco Rush.
Yeah, Rush the Rock.
Yeah. If you guys want to play Misplosion Man.
Dude, Misplosion Man's sweet!
I like Explosion Man 1 better.
That's because you're a fucking sexist.
No, because...
walking right away from that shit.
That game was not as good. It's
because of her stupid boobs.
What else is in here? You know, for your hardwood hearts and spades, if you guys want to play that.
For your hardwood, you know, for my,
like,
hardwood.
I was talking to someone about it. I was like, yeah, man, like... Cause
about,
like,
their hardwood?
No, they saw that on the stream that I had the new dashboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, so what's up with this backwards compatibility? And I was like, well, you know, it's only certain games. And they're like... Oh, you're like, well, what about, and they asked me about a game. Like, why isn't that one backwards compatible? I'm like, because they made a copy of that on Xbox One.
Oh, yeah.
So why would they make it backwards compatible where you won't buy the Xbox One? Like,
yeah.
Don't you think that's shitty? I'm like, no. I'm like, they made that copy probably before they knew that backwards compatibility was coming. So they spent a lot of money on that. They should probably get paid for it if you want to play it. I was like, and if you own the 360 copy, why don't you just plug in your Xbox 360, you know? And then, you know, of course, I got the, well, not everyone has enough money to keep all their things. You know, I understand that.
Trying to make you feel poor or anything.
You could pick up an Xbox 360 for $100. You can go to the yard.
I don't like that as an excuse. It's like, well...
Right.
Then save your change, man.
Right.
Like,
or don't trade it in.
I'm not trying to shit on you. Like, it's like...
I really feel like systems are the one things you should be really careful about trading in systems. Cause like you never know, like if you trade in a system, you should make a plan to buy it before it goes out of production. Buy a late model one that, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna last, so that way if you want to go back and play it, you can play it. So. But anyway, 360 backwards compatibility is out. Hopefully everyone on their Xbox One got in there and got some games that, you know, enjoying that new, Xbox One experience. I think you got to play with it a little bit, right?
I mean, yours?
You just saw it, right?
It looked like
a PS4, right?
More so.
Yeah.
More or less. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's something mind-blowing.
Right.
I think that everything I would take advantage of is the backwards compatibility, not the aesthetics. So.
You should do that.
Okay.
Now, if anyone needs to get rid of their Xbox 360, it's Alf.
No, I'm gonna hug it. Hug it to death.
It might die. I think the last thing that I would talk about is there's a cool mod out there. Have you seen the mod that takes the alien out of Alien Isolation?
Why does that exist?
What do you mean, why does that exist? It's amazing.
Is it making it into something else?
So there's only a couple sequences where you still have to deal with the alien because it's automatically there.
Yeah.
But it's the majority of it's... taken out so that you can enjoy, like, if you really love the alien films, that thing is like fan service city, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
so you can kind of explore the space station and the ship you're on and in depth without having to worry about the alien coming and just randomly killing you because you weren't paying attention to his drool coming out of her drool coming out of the vent.
Yeah,
so yeah. Other than that, there's not a lot much else to talk about. You know, did you guys get any emails or messages or?
If they did, I don't know. No, I didn't.
Okay.
So, I'm good in that.
Alright, good. I guess I'm kind of sad that I'm not going to get time for Halo 5 because they just announced a bunch of cool shit. Big Team Battle's back this week.
Ah, oh, that's sweet.
They added, like, legendary, like, samurai, shit you can unlock.
I hated that stuff.
Right, but I'm just saying, like,
I'm super surprised that you're stoked about it. You know how many people I talk about and saying, yeah, I returned my copy of Halo 5 already.
Really?
Yeah, they just did not enjoy it. Campaign or multiplayer, they just didn't enjoy any aspect
of
it. Wow. Yeah, I'm surprised you'd like it, given the shitstorm you went through with Halo Collection.
Oh, well, that was different.
Mm.
That was that it didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that it, like, was bad. It just didn't work, and it was it still gives me trouble. Like, if I uninstall that thing and try to reinstall it, it freezes up at 75%. And I have to go find my, even though I own a digital copy, I have to go find my disk and install it from the disk, update it, and then remove my disk, and take the disk out so I can run my digital copy.
That sounds trivial.
Yeah. Like I was saying, that thing still has problems.
Yep.
Okay. But that could be on my end. I don't know.
When I said it earlier, like, people were mentioning it, like, they are comparing it to Call of Duty. Like,
it's very Call of Duty. It's
very Call of Duty.
But I, you know, you don't have to.
And that's what people don't like about it. Like,
I think
Halo was its own genre, its own game, and now it just sort of like copy and pasted what Call of Duty did.
I would tell them to play Warzone. Warzone is very much still Halo.
Okay.
Like, you know, the problem I've always had with Halo and any kind of game like that is that no matter what you're playing, it turns into Lone Wolf Slayer.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I played Arena SWAT with some friends, and that was pretty good. Like, friends being, like, two or three other people who, like, continuously stayed in my team.
Is the announcer still there from the original Halos?
Yes.
Running Riot.
I haven't got that yet.
Kill-tacular. Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yeah. That happens. I really think the fact that they can push live updates and, you know, keep, like, they added Shoddy Snipers last weekend as a game mode, and that was fun.
Shoddy Snipers.
What is the stupid SWAT with Magnums only? That's a really sweet game mode.
Mm.
SWATniums, I think it's called. SWATniums.
Quick question. ODST is included in Master Chief Collection?
No.
It's a
downloadable add-on. If you played it before, from launch to a certain time frame, it's free for you.
But Reach is not at all.
Reach they're talking about adding.
Because Reach is fucking great.
Okay.
To me, it's still the best Halo game.
Then you should play 5, because Buck is... Wait, no, that's ODST. You should play Halo 5.
Yeah, that's... I hate it.
Because Master Chief is there.
A lot of people like ODST. I don't like it.
All right. Do I want to talk about going to Second Charles?
Yeah.
All right, I went to Second Charles.
I'm pretty sure nobody knows what that is.
Second Charles is a used books, movies, music, and game store owned by Books A Million.
Man, I'm looking at fucking... Fallout is fucking killing Black Ops on Steam.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like 300,000 concurrent users.
Yeah.
Versus like 20,000 in Black Ops.
Yeah, Black Ops had an all-time peak of 63,000 players playing at once on Steam, and Fallout is currently 313,000.
Yeah, sounds about right. I almost picked up.
Well, wasn't Call of Duty Black Ops broken on Steam right now?
I didn't see anything.
I mean, that doesn't sound like much of an excuse, but
I'm just saying, like, a lot of people can't access the game, like, or join. Those are connecting issues with servers. It could have been on launcher. It could have been on launcher already. So.
One thing. Oh, so Second Charles. So, yeah, those guys are interesting because they want you to buy, sell, and trade your used stuff there, and they have a lot of games, I guess, video games. And like the issue that I had was that
how old are the video games we're talking about?
They go back to Atari.
Really?
Yes.
Or how's the pricing?
That's the issue I have. $20 for Mario Duck Hunt. And there's no guarantee someone scraped all the sticker off the front of it. And they're not above putting the sticker on the label.
Yup.
Mario 3.
So you're telling me I can make repros and just trade them in there. Okay, got you. Thank you.
What was it? When I went there, the selection was a lot of sports games and things of that nature and a lot of the common stuff. But that's just, you know, what they have stocked in that store is probably what they pulled out of their other stores. So, of course, that's what the excess is.
What Books A Million had fucking Atari games?
Their other Second and Charles.
Oh. I thought that was a brand.
That is their brand.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, local. Nothing.
No.
I didn't know it was nationwide.
It's part of Books A Million. They're nationwide. And so, to be fair, their Retron 5s were cheap. Cheaper, like, the price they're supposed to be. Used... used PS2 controllers were $10, which isn't a bad price. Yeah. The weird thing was like some of the things were like really neatly wrapped and taken care of, and some of them they like literally just like time to wrap the like you know when you're like in a hurry and you just wrap the controller up, the cord around the controller and you throw it in a bag.
That's what
so,
it did.
That some of that was like I was like no one wants to buy that.
Idiots do.
Yeah. So
sorry to all you idiots.
Right, but you know. And then, like, the pricing wasn't exactly sometimes consistent. Like, the D-pad PlayStation 1 controller was more expensive than the DualShock PlayStation 1 controller. So I was like, I think you guys got that backwards, but whatever. And then, like, there were some controllers where they were the same thing, but they were taken in at different SKUs. So one was $3, one was $4. And they're the same controller.
So for games, it was like, eh.
But for games, it was like, you know, there was a Donkey Kong 64 there for $18, so, you know, $18. You know, it's not bad. It's not great, though.
I gotcha.
They do have they have a lot of records. They have a lot of comic books.
See, comics are probably...
They had, the Guardians of the Galaxy limited edition vinyl. They had that for $25.
I mean, I think that's a normal price.
I know. I'm just telling you. That's an idea.
Oh, so they're a new store as well?
No.
All you?
There's some new stuff in there.
That's
they, had, they had, like, pop vinyls. They had, you know, not Kid Robot. One of the other companies that does that kind of stuff. They had, a Harry Potter section, a Walking Dead section, a Doctor Who section. They have some of the board games. They have calendars. They have all that, you know, all the junk you see, you know what I'm saying, for those kind of stuff. Like, oh, yeah, I'm getting my Sonic screwdriver. They have that, you know, out there for you to find. And the prices were okay on that, but it wasn't anything to write home about. I mean, pops are $10, so they're supposed to be, what, 12 or 11, $10.99 MSRP?
Yeah.
So, you know, $1 off.
I mean, that Big Daddy.
Yeah, actually, he was 15. Yeah.
That was a good price, actually. It's not that bad.
Oh, really?
Okay. I think normally it's like 17 or 18.
Okay, so.
Not that bad.
Like, maybe some of them are cheaper, some of them are whatever. The one thing that I was there that when I was checking out that they brought up to me was that, like, let's say I wanted to tell them that, you know, hey, I want a copy of Little Samson on the NES. They can add a note to my file that when someone trades in Little Samson for the NES, that they'll call me. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. Hmm. So, and it automatically pops up. So it's not like I'm waiting on someone to...
Yeah, but how much are they going to charge you for Little Samson? You know, I was like,
I've seen some threads online where people were raving about Second Trials, so that's why I went there. But, you know, the thing they were raving about was like something like a Little Samson where they didn't know they wasn't in the system or whatever and they got it for next to nothing. Or
that's not fair, though.
Right, but I'm saying, like, the fact that someone traded one in there, though, that's of the point.
That's fair, yeah.
The fact that there's a big store where someone can, you know, whatever. So, well, I don't know.
What's the trading like?
I don't know. You have to take stuff there to figure it out. So I'm going to go there and, I'm going to have a couple boxes of stuff that I know the price of GameStop at. I know the price on Lucky Games. I know the price on eStarland and EA price. Everything has to be individually inspected and then.
So they actually go by box or non-box?
I didn't see anything with a box there.
No, that's what I'm saying. All right.
So.
But they take disc onlys.
I look like they did.
I feel taken advantage of right now. Not me, I'm saying them.
Oh, you're feeling like you need to go give them your junk pile?
Yep.
Like, yeah.
There you go, it works.
I got all these Sega Saturn games when they don't work.
I heard you like Virtual Boys.
Whoa!
Broken Virtual Boys.
Oh! Do you have any of the eyepieces?
I heard you like a bunch of Dreamcast games, sports titles.
No. All right, get rid of those. I'm out. All right. So, yeah, you know, more adventures at Second and Charles to come. I'm sure I'm going to go over there pretty much.
Just sounds like a TV month. Show, Second and Charles. Film behind a live studio audience.
Too many Charles. Who said too many cooks the other day?
Me.
I was like, who said too many cooks?
I was like, there's too many cooks in the kitchen. And then you were like, too many cooks? And I was like, fuck, shit.
Who said too many cooks? All right. I want to thank everyone for, like, tuning into the stream, donating to the stream. I think it was a good practice run for doing actual video. We'll get some overlays made, and then we'll do some actual video before Christmas.
Yeah, we'll get it up.
And then,
start emailing us your recommendations of what we should play. We already got Undertale.
We got Undertale.
That's on the table.
I guess we can finish Life is Strange or play Life is Strange. So good.
Don't you dare say Seaman. I don't want to play
Seaman.
That game. I don't want to play that game.
What else can we play? Batman.
Here we go. Here's the jokes.
I'm in on the NES.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. I like that game.
Take that.
That game, it's a good game.
That game's hard. I think I've only got level 5 in that
game. Purple Batman.
I think I've only got level 5 in that game. We played Batman Returns.
Ooh, that's a bad game.
That's a bad game.
That's a bad game. Try to do part one. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know. We always just find random bad games to play. We played Clock Tower. I forgot we played Clock Tower on the Super Nintendo. That game was bad.
Man.
It was bad.
So bad for you people. Clack, 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 clack.
Man, she has some stilettos on.
It was so bad. And then we're like, fast forward it. Just please fast forward.
No, that's the point. You couldn't fast forward.
No, we were playing on the Retrons and we were able to fast forward.
No, I'm saying, don't fast forward the game. All you're going to hear is clack, 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 and then, don't run into, clank.
Well, so we died.
So good, so good, so good. That was the main point of that. Just play
I forgot it was a point and click game.
I didn't. I just forgot it was bad.
Ooh, so. I just look at her running animation, like, she does the sonic, she slides and stop.
Yeah, I forgot that game was that slow. Alright, again, thank you for everyone who watched. Thank you for everyone who donated. Thank you guys for hanging with me and playing. I'm definitely going to... I think they have a mid-year one that I can do as well. So I'll probably do that again.
Is it 24 hours as well?
Yeah, but no.
That was really... You were going on, what, 2 hours of sleep?
Yeah.
That was rough. That was rough right there.
No, I mean, I got like 3.5, 4. But the stream was up for 25 hours.
Yeah.
And then I had an hour of setup and an hour of breakdown. Mentally. But no, it did take me like an hour to... I don't remember getting home. I remember being there, and then that thing where you wake up and you're like, I know where I am now.
Marty!
You know, and amazingly, in 24 hours, you know, you think you'd get a lot of games in there, but you don't.
No.
You get like 10 games.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so I thought I'd get more.
I mean, eventually, if it's not a really good game that's immersive, you're gonna fucking get bored.
I'm like, nope. No, that was the plan, is like, never play anything until you get bored with it. Just play things until you're about to get bored and then switch. Play something else.
That's true.
Yeah. Alright, well, I'm gonna wrap it up. We can get the fuck out of here. Anything's podcast, goldensaucer.net, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, maybe.
I think we have a Twitch. I'm not sure.
We'll be on
Twitch.
You
guys can check me out on RedTube.
That's nice. Do you get paid by the click, or you gotta wait till they watch a certain amount of video? I mean, that seems like the worst way to get paid on RedTube is by how much they watch that video, because that seems like there's a no.
I mean, what category do I gotta click on to find you?
Gay.
There you go. I mean, there you go.
Looks like I got my Friday night.
Oh, okay.
Today's Tuesday. What are you talking about?
I told you.
Today's Thursday first. Oh shit.
Why isn't today?
All right. Well, let's wrap it up.
I think he had a fucking breakdown right now.
Okay.
See you later.
Yeah, let's go.
Later.
Long.
Shut up.
All right.
Is it out?
It looks good.